This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A blast could be heard the moment an Israeli airstrike hit a house in a Gaza City suburb on Sunday. The strike killed one Palestinian and wounded several others, according to Palestinian medics. The cameraman who filmed the video told Reuters the Israeli army had notified residents of a possible strike in the area. The Israeli army said it had struck around 30 Hamas terrorist targets in the previous 24 hours, including military structures, anti-tank missile launch posts, and weapons storage facilities. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has acknowledged for the first time Ukrainian forces are fighting in the surprise offensive in Russia's Kursk region. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
In his nightly video address on Saturday, Zelensky said he had discussed with Ukraine's top commander the actions to, quote, push the war into the aggressor's territory.
Ukraine is proving that it can indeed restore justice and ensure the necessary pressure on the aggressor.
Sunday marked the sixth day of intense battles amid Kyiv's largest incursion into Russian territory since the start of the war. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the Ukrainian attack as a major provocation.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Moscow and Kyiv accused each other of starting a fire on the grounds of Europe's largest and now Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine on Sunday, with both sides reporting no sign of elevated radiation. The UN's International Atomic Energy Agency nuclear watchdog, which has a presence at the site, said its experts had seen smoke coming from the northern area of the plant. This is VOA News. Residents fled their homes on Sunday as a fast-moving wildfire outside Athens, fueled by hot, windy weather, burned trees, houses, and cars and sent smoke clouds over the Greek capital. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
Several other regions across Greece are on high alert for fire risk. Authorities have called for emergency measures involving the army, police, and volunteers to deal with forest fires until August 15. Hundreds of wildfires have broken out across Greece since May. Scientists attribute their frequency and intensity to the increasingly hot and dry weather conditions linked to climate change. After its warmest winter on record and long periods of little or no rainfall, Greece also registered its hottest June and July. It is expected to record its hottest ever summer this year.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. At least 18 people, including five children, are confirmed dead after a landslide at a huge garbage dump in the Ugandan capital Kampala, a senior official said on Sunday, amid claims the site was a disaster waiting to happen. Local media said homes, people, and livestock were buried in mountains of waste at the landfill in a northern Kampala district on Saturday after a collapse caused by heavy downpours. President Yoweri Museveni said he directed the Army Special Forces to help in the search and rescue operation. Donald Trump's Republican Party U.S. presidential running mate pick J.D. Vance attacked the Democratic presidential ticket in several interviews on Sunday, trying to put attention on issues such as the economy. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
The economy was also a talking point at a Saturday rally for Vice President Harris in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And it is my promise to everyone here, when I am president, we will continue our fight for working families of America. Including to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Trump made a similar pledge in the past and accused Harris of stealing his no taxes on tips policy. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
A helicopter crashed into the roof of a hotel in the popular northern Australian tourist town of Cairns, killing the pilot and forcing the evacuation of hundreds of guests, authorities said on Monday. Emergency crews were called at about 2 a.m. on Monday after the helicopter collided with the roof, causing a fire and triggering evacuations, police said in a statement. I'm Joe Ramsey.